10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she restored music boxes and thought she had bought just another music box from an estate sale, nothing special, until it started playing in the middle of the night.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So, thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. We do love to hear your real ghost stories, so if you've got one, share it. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can always become a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Hello, I'm Carol Hughes. And hello to my sister, Kathy Gordon.
Hi, guys. Hey, I just finished a book last night, and I know this is like not necessarily a book club or anything that we've got going here, but I just wanted to throw it out because it was a really good book. I really liked it a lot. And I had read, you know, it was getting a lot of really good reviews, and I'm like, yeah, but. And it's called Lady Tremaine, and it's the retelling of the story of Cinderella, only it's from the stepmother's point of view. And I thought, you know, it sounds kind of silly. I don't think it, but it just kept getting these good reviews and I wanted something to listen to. So I'm like, okay. And I listen to books a lot when I'm doing art and stuff like that. So I listened to this book and it was absolutely wonderful.
And it's going to be the next Wicked.
And I have to tell you, it's a very adult version of Cinderella, right? But it's very interesting just to think about because she held so true to the story of Cinderella, but just as if you saw it from a different angle, it's a whole different story.
That's what I love about Wicked too. Like it goes up to the Wizard of Oz and kind of meets it, but explains this side of it. It doesn't go into that side. And that takes a very special style of writing to be able to pull that off. I'm going to have to read that because I loved the book Wicked so much.
I'm telling you, she did it absolutely amazing. And I still can't quit thinking about it.
Okay, I'm going to read it.
You know, because I just thought first, a retelling of Cinderella. How good could that be from the stepmother's point of view or whatever? But if you're looking for something fun to read, and like I said, it's adult. It's not a young adult book or anything. It's for adults. And give yourself 2 or 3 chapters to get into it, which you would with most books anyway, right? Before you really get the character development thing going. She just writes beautifully. And it's by Lady Tremaine by Rachel Hochhauser.
I'm just giving her a,
it's so good.
Well, this is an interesting story. I find it rather fascinating and creepy.
Well, when you said,
at the
you
same
said music boxes, I'm like, creepy.
Yes. So let's dive in. It says, I restore antique music boxes as a side business, started as a hobby, and I slowly turned it into something more organized over the last few years. I usually have a handful of them in my office at any given time, all in different stages, depending on what needs to be cleaned, repaired, or just left alone. I'm pretty particular about how I handle them. The ones I'm working on stay out on my desk or on the shelves behind it. and anything finished gets wrapped and boxed until it's sold. I don't leave them wound, and I don't move pieces around unless I'm actively fixing something. That's part of why this stood out so much. I picked up this music box at a small estate sale about a year ago. Wasn't anything especially rare or valuable, just a wooden box with a glass lid and a standard cylinder mechanism. It was worn but intact, which is usually what I look for, something I can clean up without having to replace too much. When I brought it home, I went through my normal process. I opened it up, checked the comb, cleaned the inside, tested the spring. Everything worked. The tune was recognizable, although slightly uneven in places, which isn't unusual before a full cleaning. I've never really thought about being a music box restorer.
Well, yeah, and I suppose that the little gears get, right? You know, build up in them and they have to be cleaned out. I haven't really.
I've never thought about that. Nothing about it seemed out of the ordinary. That night was the first time something happened I couldn't explain. I woke up sometime in the middle of the night because I could hear music coming from down the hall. My office is directly across from the bedroom, and if the door is open, you can hear everything from there pretty clearly when the house is quiet. At first, I assumed I left something partially wound earlier in the evening. That happens occasionally if I get distracted and I don't let one fully unwind. But as I laid there listening, I realized the tune wasn't continuing the way it should. It was repeating the same short section over and over, not the full melody, just a few notes that would stop in the exact same place each time, then start again from that point. I got up, went into the office to stop it. As soon as I stepped in the doorway, the music stopped. It didn't slow down. It didn't wind down naturally. It stopped. I stood there for a moment expecting it to start again, but it didn't. The box was sitting exactly where I had left it on my desk. When I checked it, the spring was still partially wound, which made sense, but there was nothing visibly wrong with the mechanism. I let it play out the rest of the way while I was standing there. It sounded completely normal. I went back to bed, assuming something inside had caught and then corrected itself. The next night, it happened again. I woke up to the same tune, repeating the same short section in exactly the same way. This time I stayed still for a minute before getting up, just listening to it long enough to be sure I wasn't mishearing it. It didn't change. It didn't drift or correct itself. It stayed locked in that same sequence like it wasn't progressing at all. When I got up, walked toward the office, it stopped again the second I reached the doorway. I didn't go in right away that time. I stood in the hallway waiting to see if it would start back up on its own, and it didn't. When I eventually went in, everything looked exactly the same as it had the night before. I checked it again, let it play. It worked exactly as it should. That's when it stopped feeling like a mechanical issue. Over the next week, it kept happening, not every single night, but often enough that I started expecting it once I woke up. It was always late, always when everything else in the house was quiet, and it was always that same pattern. The tune would start already in the middle, repeat the same few notes, stop the second I got close enough to actually see it. One night, I decided not to get up right away. I stayed in bed and listened. It went on longer that time, maybe a minute or two. There was no variation, no slowing, no shifting, nothing that sounded like a mechanism trying to work through a problem. It stayed exact. Eventually, I got up. Like every other time, it stopped as soon as I reached the doorway. After that, I stopped leaving it out on my desk at night. I wrapped it the same way I do with finished pieces. I put it in a box on a separate shelf. I did not mix it in with the rest of my inventory. I just set it aside. And the next few nights were completely quiet. Out of curiosity, I took it back out, set it on the desk again without winding it. That night, started again. Same time, same section of the song, same repetition. That was enough for me. I wrapped it back up the next day, put it away again. This time, not with the rest of my things. I moved it to a different part of the room and I left it there. I haven't tried to repair it further. I haven't listed it for sale either. I also don't wind it anymore. Everything else I own works the way it should. I can explain what each piece is doing and why. That one doesn't fit into any of that. Still in my office. I don't open the box unless I have a reason to. At this point, there is no reason. Thanks for taking the time to read this. I've been listening for a while, and I thought this might be something a little different to share. Laura, that is a little different. I've never heard a story quite like that. But, you know, if you deal with things, because music boxes are that kind of creepy item, that when you hear it, it is a little creepy.
When, you know, what it takes me back to is, and I believe I have this right, that the theme for Dark Shadows, when that show was on, didn't it start with a music box?
I don't know, but I can find out.
I think it did. And I think kind of my creepiness about music boxes started there. Or maybe there was a music box somebody had that played the theme for Dark Shadows.
It is a creepy song.
Well, somebody's got... I just typed it in and there's... there is a... It says theme song from Dark Shadows music box version.
Okay. Josette's theme.
Yeah.
See, to me, you hear that in the middle of the night? That's some creepy shit.
And, you know, I would have probably tried to find out what that song was, and if it had lyrics, find out what the lyrics were right there in that song.
I don't know if I would want to know. I think I'd have done more like what she did.
Well, no, I think she did the right thing, but I think now it'd be kind of interesting to try to do a follow-up and find out, okay, so what was that song? Are there lyrics to that song? And if so, what are those lyrics right there in that little passage?
My guess is Laura would know, because don't you suppose those antique music boxes kind of, they're not all just 100,000 different songs. There was probably 25 of them, you know, that were kind of used interchangeably through all the different music boxes. I would think there would be some super common ones, don't you?
Well, yeah, because they probably don't have like Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi or something like that. But I think that, okay, in this particular story, right off the bat, I defer to Laura everything because I cannot debunk something that an expert who restores music boxes can't debunk.
Right. Right?
That's it's obviously for real. Because if anybody could come up with a reason for it, a scientific engineering reason, right, why these little cylinders are doing this thing, it would be Laura. That's what she does.
And the weird thing is that it started at the middle of the night. Like, I could see it didn't start at dinner time. It didn't start, you know, when she sat down to watch TV, mm-hmm. started in the middle of the night. That's what makes it creepy.
And the other nights it did it were just like in the middle of the night. It wasn't like, why wouldn't it start doing it during supper, you know, or during the middle of the afternoon? Why is it always waking her up in the middle of the night?
Because it's haunted.
It's absolutely
trying to
haunted.
Freak her out.
Yeah, and Laura could debunk it if anybody could, and she can't.
And she kept her cool. Hats off. Mm-hmm. She, like, handled it like a rock star.
You know, you in particular, even more so than me, are always very concerned about what you bring into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an energy that can go with it. There's a dynamic that can go with it. I think sometimes even objects could play off themselves. Mm-hmm. Each other, right? Mm-hmm. You could have two different things going on because you brought this one in and now this one doesn't like it or whatever. I think the fact that this is her first one, I'm kind of surprised.
Well, could have happened before something. She just didn't mention that because it wasn't as much as this.
But it's also weird that it wouldn't be doing it. Like, she wrapped it up, put it away. It was fine. It seems to be when she takes it out, puts it back on the desk or something, it does it again. Mm-hmm. Like when it's put to bed, it seems like it knows it's, you know.
That's just crazy. Okay, so let's go to a caller.
Hey, this is Thomas. I actually called in once before with a story about me and my friend one night when we caught an EVP. But I actually just remembered a story that happened to my dad, which I think may be a little creepier. So this would have been back in the 1970s, way before my time. But around my dad would have been about my age, maybe a couple years younger. My dad is from Johnstown and used to live in a house that was kind of in the middle of the woods up in Westmont. The story he tells, my dad's not a guy who believes in ghosts, but even this one he said he can't really explain. Back when he was living up there, the house they lived in used to be owned by a bachelor with three German shepherds. My dad's part of the story is kind of short, and my grandma also added to this later when I asked her about it. So my dad's part of the story goes, basically, one night staying in this little guest room they had, very tiny, and she said she felt what felt like a big dog leaning up against her, pushing up against her in the middle of the night, and told my dad and his mom about this. And they were like, well, that's weird. It's never happened to any of us. And she was like, well, you know, I can't really explain it. My dad's family at the time did kennel dogs. And they thought, well, maybe it was one of them. And she's like, no, it was a big dog because they only kenneled toy poodles. So from there, they were kind of like, well, that's kind of weird. Where my dad's part of the story comes in is he was backing out of the driveway one time. It's a very long driveway up the hill. He was backing out of the driveway, and he looked in his rear view, and he saw a German Shepherd standing there. And he looked out the front of his windshield and then looked back again, and it was gone. And this was like a split second, like, you know, check the windshield, look back really quickly to see what he just saw, and it was gone. Faster than a German Shepherd or any dog could have bolted out of the way. And he said that is the only thing he's ever seen that he couldn't really explain. And my grandma's part of the story is she knew about all this going on because my dad had told her about it. And she was saying after that happened, she got in the car and she was driving somewhere and she felt what felt like a big dog crate pushing up against her seat, like a big dog in a crate rocking back and forth in the seat, moving the crate. And she pulled alongside the road, opened the door, and said, go on, get out of here. Said she felt like the dog left, whatever it was, left. And after that, they never had any experiences again. They never saw the dogs. You know, no one ever said they saw a dog, anything like that after that. That is my dad's ghost story that he says is the only thing like that I would call paranormal. And like I said, my dad is not the kind of guy who believes in the paranormal. So for even him to say that, that's kind of unique. Thanks for listening to my story, and have a good day or night.
I have never heard anything quite like that one. That was interesting.
Well, it starts with the girl who said that she felt like a dog was pushing on her while she was trying to go to sleep. And that is a pretty distinctive feeling. You know when you've got a big dog in the bed with you and they like to hog up and they snuggle up to you, which is what I'm assuming she was talking about, don't you?
I wasn't sure exactly, but I get what they're saying, you know, when it's a dog.
Mm-hmm. And then he sees a dog. I find the most interesting part of this story is that grandma just took the dog, took the ghost dog, put it in the car with her, drove out a few miles and told it to get out.
Well, and she didn't even do that. That's the part I found really strange because the way he described it is grandma's driving and feels what feels like a kennel behind her. No, but that to me is a really strange feeling. Like, it feels like there's a kennel in my car and a large dog is in it. I don't quite know what that feeling is.
Well, I don't either exactly, but I just know that. It's funny because, like, she just got out in the middle of nowhere and says, get out.
Grandma,
and then that was the end
it.
Of it.
Grandma
was
having got, it.
She got rid of the whole thing because she just took it out and told it. So I'm thinking, maybe there's something to that. Maybe I need to just, if I get one, just load it up and take it out. That is so weird. Yeah, I do not know that I've ever had phantom ghost feelings like that. Like the pressure of feeling a dog. Now, you know what? I take that back. There have been a couple times after I've lost a dog where I swore I felt it brush up against my legs.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty common occurrence. We've heard a lot of that.
So I have had that kind of feeling of a dog there, you know, or on the bed or, you know, so forth. So, yeah, I guess so. I guess maybe that's more common than we think.
Yeah, I think that is common. What I think is uncommon is that three different people have an experience with a large dog.
And in three different ways.
Yeah, three different ways until grandma's like, I've had enough. You get out of my car. And it did.
I love grandma.
But you know, it sounds like the guy lived there and had dogs. And maybe this one dog was just kind of caught in between. And he needed a grandma to come along and be like, you go. And the dog's like, oh, I get that. Okay, I think I will.
Okay, yeah.
I found that very interesting. Let's do one more caller.
I was calling because I've had a few paranormal experiences, but last night I had one that left me feeling like I was slightly insane. I was not able to sleep at all last night. Every time I'd fall asleep, I'd wake up immediately with nightmares, and it was just terrifying. But at around 4 in the morning, I was in my kitchen with my dog, and I live in an apartment. And I was sitting in front of the window drinking a glass of water, and I just felt like something was out there looking at me. So I pulled the window back, and in between my truck and my neighbor's car, there was what looked to be a person with a light shining. Looking in the back of her car is what it looked like to me. And my first thought was, it's not her. It's 4 in the morning. She's a little old lady, and she hardly ever leaves anyway. So I was like, who's trying to break in her damn car? And I kept looking, and I never saw the thing's face, but I knew it looked at me. And honestly, I got a little scared, and I shut the blinds and started peeking through the blinds. And I still couldn't make a clear picture of this thing. So I ran into my bedroom. I got my glasses. I grabbed my gun. I come back out here with my glasses on, and it was still there, but I couldn't see it. It was like the longer it was there, the more distant it got in a way. And then after about a minute or two, it was just completely gone. Like it just disappeared. I don't know what that really could. I mean, all I can think of is it was a ghost. I don't know why there'd be a ghost out there peeking in her car outside of my window, but it was very odd. Wasn't able to go to sleep after that for sure. But I figured I'd just call and share that story with y'all. I hope to hear it on the air. And I hope that y'all can tell me something about why I might have seen it. Hope everything's well. I'll call back soon. Bye.
I don't think that we are smart enough to tell you why, you know? But I find it interesting because it does sound like, you know, there's those people who go around in the middle of the night and check for open cars and stuff. Mm-hmm. Happens in everybody's neighborhood because that's what it sounded like. And that's what he thought it was. Like he went to go get his gun. Now, why it disappeared, that part I don't know.
The story started interesting because he was having nightmares and kept waking up and, you know, try to fall asleep again, but go back into a bad dream again. So he's already kind of in this state of, you know, where you're just, you know what it is when you're having nightmares and you're sort of distraught, but yet, and I think that, and I do the same thing. It's like, I just got to get up for a few minutes and see if I can click myself into a reboot, right? Where I won't go right back into that dreaming again like that. And so I kind of feel like it was probably something along that lines he was going through. Now, with that said, yeah, you maybe get up, go to the kitchen, get a drink of water, and sitting there, and then you see something outside. So he's already in a state of kind of, you know, a little bit thrown off kilter, let's put it that way. And then he sees something. Now, he can't make out the face, goes, gets his glasses and his gun, so he's pretty sure it's a person looking in there, but then it just kind of disappears. That's what I'm kind of toying with. Is there some way this thing could have just slipped down and maybe crawled away? Like maybe he heard, maybe it was a person and he heard something and so got down and crawled away to where you wouldn't maybe
see it. It's really hard for us to even try to discuss what he had seen because we didn't see it. Mm-hmm. And so I can't really get a good idea for that because it does sound like, you know, he saw someone out there breaking into her car.
I mean, maybe like if we're thinking ghost or some sort of phantomish thing, why would it be a break in the car thing?
Exactly.
Like that would be weird to me that you would have a ghost that would seem to care about breaking into a car.
Well,
they could just
and then
be
once
in the car.
Again, you go to that like, geez, you lived a life of crime. Now you're dead. You have to continue in your life of crime.
I hate that for anybody.
Right.
You know, right. That there's no redemption. But I think, I don't know. Like, I just question that maybe, because if you were trying to break into a car and you heard something, you thought there was somebody out there that might catch you, what would be the thing you might do? Go flat. Mm-hmm. Get down out so nobody could see you. And if he's between two cars, maybe you couldn't have seen it.
Well, and you could also go on the ground and kind of just like
slink
slide
away
underneath the car a little bit. And
yeah,
I don't know. That one I don't know.
Yeah.
But thank you for sharing it with us. And if you have a real ghost story, call it in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can also write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. That could all be yours. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.